Hi everyone, I wanted to come on and contribute to the discussion about smoke alarms and give my positive experience of the fire brigade coming out, the fire service coming out and giving advice and fitting smoke alarms. I moved into my house about 2 years ago and contacted the fire service, and I think I qualified for the service because I'm on a means tested benefit, in my case working tax credit, but it could have been that I qualified just because I'm disabled, so the disability qualified me in general rather than anything else. I'm not sure entirely on that, so don't quote me. But a man came out, a fireman came out. We pre-arranged an appointment over the phone, and he came out. I'm not sure if he was an operational fireman or not, or if it was his day off or what, but he came out. He walked around my house with me and advised me on the best escape routes during a fire, if there ever is a fire, and he gave me common sense advice like not leaving tea towels or oven gloves next to the cooker, especially as mine's a gas hob, and he did that in a non-patronising way, so I didn't feel like, you know, yeah, of course, I know that sort of thing. It was, yeah, oh yeah, that makes sense. So, and he fitted two alarms for me. He fitted a smoke alarm at the top of my landing, which is a 10-year alarm, and it's the batteries aren't replaceable, so you have to replace the actual alarm in 10 years. And I've recently had to get I've recently had to get them to send me a new alarm because my smoke alarm was making really strange noises. If you want to hear what my smoke alarm was doing, go to my actual individual booths and you'll see that it was making a noise that smoke alarms generally should not make. So I called the fire brigade service and told them about this, and they weren't surprised. So I think it was a recognised fault, and quite a lot of people have been complaining about it. They sent me out a new alarm with no queries and for free. And the fireman who visited me also fitted a carbon monoxide alarm, and I've recently had to replace the batteries in that, so that's lasted me 2 years. And the carbon monoxide alarm takes 3 AA batteries. Did I have anything else to say? I don't think so. Yeah, so I hope that helps, and I hope it is helpful that some people do have a positive experience from the fire service, because I know a couple of people have said that they called them out and they didn't come, but yeah, I have had nothing but a positive experience, which is good. Okay, bye.